You do not have to suffer silently or alone. 1212 Ministries has resources available to your church so that you can get plugged in and find community. No matter what stage of this journey you're in, we want to equip the church to come alongside of you and support you as you navigate this season. Please reach out to 1212 Ministries to learn more about how your church can get connected.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Shining Light with Nicole, where we are keeping your 24 golden, shining bright so that others can see us being us and they can be them. Welcome to season one. On this week's episode, we are talking about purpose with Jess Todrick. Jess is a certified life purpose coach, wife, mom of two, speaker, and she loves Jesus. Her heart is to help others become awakened to all that God wants to do in them and through them. Here is my conversation with Jess Todrick. Hey, Jess, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. This is an honor.
I am so thankful just for this opportunity to chat with you today.
I'm looking forward to it. I've been looking forward to it for the last couple weeks.
So. Yes. Okay. So you guys, I have to tell you really quick. I have actually like not met Jess officially in person. But I think what's really cool, we just were connected online, and just shout out to your sweet mother-in-law, too, as well. But you know, you guys, I just love Jess's heart for the Lord and her family and just other people. And she is just on fire for purpose and her purpose. And so I just thought that she would be the perfect person to kind of chat about discovering your purpose. And so Jess, I'm really excited to have you on today.
Thank you. I'm excited.
And I completely just resonate with this, because like, if we could just keep it for like so real, you know, I have asked this question forever. Like, this was like so a big part of my story. And mm-hmm. I took like every test, I talked with everyone, I read books, I did like all the things. And, yeah. You know, being super transparent, like I'm quickly approaching 40 and I feel like I just now found my purpose. So I know it's like, it's a question everybody asks. It's something that everybody wants to know, and not everyone is fortunate to either realize it, find it, you know, or even know, you know, what the Lord wants them to do. And so I would love just to read a couple of Bible verses, and then I'm going to get out of the way and just allow you to just do your thing and share.
Awesome. Awesome.
And so Exodus 9:16 says, "But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth." And Proverbs 19:21 says, "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." Mm-hmm. And my favorite, Romans 8:28. "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose."
So good. I love it.
Okay, Jess. Yeah. Please tell everybody just about you, your precious family, and a little bit just, you know, about what you do.
Yeah. Gosh, well, again, thank you for thinking of me to kind of pop on here and just be able to share my heart with you. I really hope that this lands on a heart and on some ears that really need to hear this, because I know I wish I would have heard something like this years ago. Yes. But yeah, you know, I'm actually originally from Montreal, Canada, so I'm not an American, but my heart is totally here. Been married for going on 10 years now with my husband, Jonathan, which is also a funny story we'll get into later, but we live in Dallas, Texas, and we are just loving this season of life. Got two amazing, precious kiddos. Gabriella is going to be 8 and Judah is going to be 5, which blows my mind because he'll be in kindergarten and I just had it. I don't know whose idea it was for them to grow up so quick, but we're just doing our thing over here in Dallas. I have since transitioned over in the coaching field. I have been in the coaching field for going on 4 years, and I have transition here into life purpose coaching. So that is what I do full-time from home. My husband, funny story, but he recently discovered his purpose a couple years ago, and he is a full-time abstract artist. So we both get to work from home, totally in line with what God has for us, and just loving life, just totally absorbing all the moments that we can, as much as we can, and trying to be intentional living in the moments. But you know how that is with kids at home.
As much I as love it. That. Yeah, that is really awesome. And so just like, how did you discover your purpose?
You know, I feel like I've you mentioned that you were, you know, almost 40, just kind of discovered it now. I feel like my whole life has been in pursuit of it. I remember even being kind of like a preteen, having those deep questions. I'd go for walks around the block with my mom and just, you know, I remember crying for some reason, like at 13, 14, 15 years old. Like, what the heck am I supposed to do with my life? You know, you graduate high school having the need to figure everything out. And I just remember never knowing what I was supposed to do. We'd go for walks around the block with my mom, and my mom is such an amazing encourager. And she did the same thing. She would give me every test. Okay, take this personality test, take this type of test. This can probably help you figure it out. And so I just kind of remember always being in pursuit, kind of like a dog chasing his own tail. That was me just trying to figure out, like, what in the world am I supposed to do? So that ended up being where I did everything. I've done everything under the sun. I mean, it's almost like a running joke now, because I feel like I can be and do anything now because I've done it all. And, you know, I kind of, in my heart of hearts, kind of always just wanted to find out my purpose. And, you know, I'll be 34 and I feel like I just now discovered it. Actually, I know I have. It was a few months ago. I just discovered my purpose. The thing with that, though, what I want to make sure is clear is that if you are in, you know, I really believe God has seasons. So it's not like you're missing anything if you're not in line. I feel like everything is in preparation. I really believe, you know, especially for God's people, He's more vested into you discovering your purpose than even you are. So He's not hiding it from anybody. So you might not, if you're listening, you might not be doing specifically right now what God has for you. There's so much grace. So don't feel like, man, I'm just missing it. I'm wasting all these years. I don't, yeah. You know, that's a lot of condemnation the enemy wants you to constantly live under. And I believe in every season there's preparation. So God will show you your purpose if you're willing to hear. But I just wanted to say that because I know I felt so, you know, bummed out year after year, feeling like I'm just shriveling up, like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. I just don't know. And there was a lot of guilt even associated with that. So I just wanted to make that clear. Yeah. But, you know, I felt, you know, there's one thing that stands out to me. If I can look back, even as a teenager, the one thing, the common thread and the common denominator of my life is that I've always been a people person. That is one thing that I can say, even though I've done everything, the one thing I can say is I've always loved people, getting to know people. My husband even laughs at me. Like, I don't know a stranger. I can meet somebody for the first time and be able to pull things out of them. For some reason, that is just a gift that I have. I can talk to anybody and I can get them to share their deepest things that they would have never told anybody. That's always been something. I just never thought that that was something God put in me. I just thought I was nosy, you know? And so I actually hid from that for a while because I thought that that was a negative thing. I had no clue how God can kind of morph that into my purpose. So, you know, when I kind of realized, oh man, people talk to me a lot, like people actually open up their lives to me. It wasn't up until November, December, when I was questioning, okay, God, I'm really, really like aching to find out what I'm supposed to do. He gave me a dream. Now, I know that's going to sound weird to some people, but He gave me a dream just kind of confirming what I was supposed to do. And the dream, just kind of in short, was this lady had asked me in my dream, hey, what do you do? And I had told her at the time I was a health coach. I said, oh, I'm a health coach. And she asked me three times that question because she wasn't satisfied with my answer, apparently. So I said, I'm a health coach, three times. And on the third time, she asked me again. And I said, oh, well, I'm a life coach and I'm a consultant. And I remember waking up from that dream with a total sense of peace, just like God had just given me the blueprint for my life. And the thing is that the night before, I had said, okay, God, I'm just going to surrender. I know you'll tell me when you're ready. I'm aching to find out what I'm supposed to do on this planet, but I know you'll tell me when you're ready. And that very night I had that dream. That next morning I woke up from that dream. I actually had to Google, what is a life coach? Because I had no clue what a life coach was, what they did. And as soon as I, you know, kind of read up on it, I was like, okay, God, you gave me the blueprint for my life and I'll obey. And that same day I quit my job and I just kind of became, you know, got into pursuit of this, and this is what I do now. So that was a very long-winded answer, but it kind of shows you where I kind of started from, just kind of always in pursuit of figuring it out. And now 34, stepped into what I'm supposed to do. So
thank you for sharing that. That is super encouraging, and what a powerful story.
Yeah.
You know, and so what are just some steps that someone can take to discover their purpose?
Yeah. I don't think it's going to look the same for everybody. So, you know, if everybody's going to go to bed at night hoping for a dream, that might not be how God, you know, speaks to people. But I've always been a dreamer. And I think it starts with a heart of surrender. You know, I'm very impatient by nature. I'm always trying to control everything. That's also why I've, you know, dabbled into everything instead of just saying, God, if I would have had a more surrendered heart from the beginning, I think I would have probably discovered this a lot sooner. But, you know, when you kind of get in the way, try to control God's plans, doesn't always work out, takes a lot longer. I think that's why the Israelites, you know, wandered in the wilderness for that long, because they just weren't, you know, being able to surrender. And I think that is the first step. Now there, when I say surrender, that doesn't just mean you sit on your hands and wait for God to, you know, do something. I think it's just a position of your heart where, God, you know, I believe you'll tell me. And when you tell me, it's going to be in your time and it's going to be completely perfect. And just having that surrendered of control, I think is the first key. I think for anybody questioning their purpose, trying to make things happen, that is not the best approach. I think God is so gracious that even if you try to control, he's so good that his love will cover it, you know, that impatience. But I just think things turn out better when you have that position of a surrendered heart and trust that he wants to tell you. He's not trying to play, you know, puppeteer, where he's trying to play catch, you know, hide and seek with your purpose. He, like I said earlier, he really wants you to know, because he has a vested interest in your purpose, you discovering what you're supposed to do. So I think that's where it starts, is just that place of surrender. And then being willing to kind of do some practical things like writing out your dreams. You know, I think for a lot of people, they actually know what their purpose is. It's just really tucked deep down. It might not be as clear. Like, I thought I was nosy my whole life. I had no idea that that was, you know, refined. When God could refine it, I didn't know that it was going to look like me speaking with people on a day-to-day basis, helping them discover their purpose and drawing things out of them. I think that the thing that their purpose is directly connected to their gift. So that would be a place to start looking and asking God, Lord, show me what my gifts are. What, you know, my sister is an incredible wizard when it comes to hair. She's an amazing hairdresser. And she before she even became a hairdresser, she was always like doing things to her own hair and it always looked great. And she just has a natural gift. I think that's her purpose. Her purpose is doing hair and just helping people love how they look and how they feel. It's a true purpose when people sit in her chair. She gets to hear all kinds of stories, cancer patients, and, you know, it's a true ministry. And so I would say, if you're looking for purpose, look for your gift, because everybody has a unique gift. And I really believe it is in tune with the person's purpose. So I would say those two things: surrender, trust God's timing, trust his will, but also start looking at your purpose or your gift.
I love it. What do you think kind of gets in the way of us discovering our purpose.
Comparison, and I might just speak it for myself, but I think sometimes God can tell you what your purpose is, and you might be excited for one day, you know, one day about it, but then you keep veering off looking at what she's doing and what she's got going on. And I think comparison is a huge trap for a lot of people. You know, some people's purpose might not be shiny on the stage, you know, type of thing. It might just be you raising kids and not looking so glamorous all the time, and that, you know. And so when you, I think comparison is a huge, huge trap from the enemy when we just keep looking at what other people are doing, desiring their journey and not owning your own. I think that is a huge trap. It's also what gets people out of alignment with their purpose, but I think it also is what keeps people from discovering their purpose, trying to imitate what other people are doing. God has a unique gift and a unique purpose for each person. And I think when you can put your blinders on and kind of just stay in your lane, you'll discover it a lot faster.
So good. I'm like, yes, I am so, because I'm so guilty of that, of just, you know, comparing, you know, just 12-12 with other ministries. And then I'm like, okay, wait, hold on. God has called us specifically for this lane, you know, and so it's not going to look like anything else. And so instead of looking online or wherever to see what they're doing, I need to ask God, like, hey, what are our next steps? What do you want us to do?
Yes. Yeah. And the cool thing about that is that, you know, we're all on the same team. I think that's the hard thing we have to remember, is that we're all on the same team, especially as believers, trying to accomplish a huge purpose. But the ears that will listen to this podcast might not ever listen to somebody else's podcast. And so that's what, you know, there's always an outcome at the end of purpose, is that the actual people you get to impact would not have happened if you were trying to imitate what somebody else is doing. You might miss, people might miss a breakthrough on the other side of you staying in your lane. And so when you see the gravity of what you're doing and the importance of what you're doing, things change, because you realize that there's actual people's lives on the other side of it. And that's what keeps me, you know, I get really sucked into comparison a lot. And I have to remember that there's lives at stake. And so me looking at what she's doing or what he's doing, you know, I can really derail somebody else's purpose if I don't stay in my lane. So I think that's the importance of it too.
Yes, absolutely. So Jess, can you just talk with that person who is just searching for their purpose, you know, but they're just a little stuck, you know, they're not sure what direction to go to, you know, they're just not sure about anything, you know, what would you say?
Yeah, girl, you're not alone. Yeah, you know, I have consultations almost daily with people saying that same thing. I'm doing this, but I feel like there's something more. And I would just say, breathe. Just breathe. You're feeling stuck. That's a good place. If you're feeling stuck, it's because you have a pulse, and it's because you actually are made for more. Now I'm not saying everybody go quit your job, and you know, and that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you're feeling stuck, that's okay. That's a good place to be, because it means that you're probably on the brink of self-discovery, which is a good thing. I would also say to get some accountability. I think we can't see our blind spots. You know, everybody has them. We all have blind spots that we can't see. And so if you're feeling stuck, it's because you probably have something in your peripheral vision that you can't see that maybe needs to be embraced or maybe needs to be dismissed. And so I would say get some accountability with a partner or a life coach that can help pull those things out of you that you can't see on your own. If you're feeling stuck, that might be a season that you're in. You might have to own your season of stuck, and that's okay. But trust that God has a breakthrough for you. For every single person feeling stuck, you're not going to stay stuck forever. God is a deliverer, and he desires for you to be unstuck. And sometimes it might just be owning your stuckness for a season. And then sometimes it might just mean getting some accountability to help you see where your blind spots are and how to overcome and move forward. And so that would be, I was in a stuck season for years, years, until I surrendered and until I got some perspective and some accountability. I think all of those combinations really allowed my heart to be a really soft, spot for God to be able to really trust me with what he wanted me to do. So I would say those things will really, really help you get unstuck.
Yes. So good. Again, I'm super encouraged.
I'm glad.
Jess, really quick, tell everybody just about your coaching business.
Yeah. Well, my heart, I'll help anybody, but my heart is for women.
Yeah.
People like me, you know, your testimony and your story is your story. And I think that's kind of the place I'm coming from, a woman who was stuck for a really long time, who just received breakthrough. And that's my purpose. Really, I really believe my purpose is to help others discover what theirs is. So that's my heart. So I wake up every morning and help people do that same thing, is discover their purpose, figure out what those blind spots are and move forward. So that's what I do. I help people discover their purpose. That's my heartbeat, but that's not a limit. And so I'll help anybody. I mean, I help people who want to be better moms, people who want to grow bigger businesses, and whatever goal a person has, who needs some accountability and help to move forward in those goals, I will help. But my heartbeat is to help people discover what God planted them on this earth to do. Don't believe anybody is here by accident. We're not just here to take up space. We have an assignment and we have a unique call in our life. And that's what my heart is, to help people discover what they're supposed to do. So that's what I get to do all day. I do live free consultations for anybody who kind of just wants to hear a little bit about how I do that specifically and uniquely for them. And then we just journey together to discover what that is.
So great. Tell everybody, like, how can they find you online or on your socials?
Yeah, you can find me. I have a website. It's jesstodrick.com. You can even just kind of put in a submission for a free consultation and then I'll contact you. So that was jesstodrick.com. And then on socials, I'm on Instagram and that's just Jess Todrick. You can find me there. And then I'm on Facebook, which is also Jess Todrick. So it's really not. Now, my last name is kind of difficult. It's weird. It's Todryk. A lot of people have the hardest time with my last name. You can blame my husband for that. But Jess Todrick, and I'm pretty much on every social there is.
Awesome. Well, we will put all of those links in the show notes for sure. But Jess, I just want to thank you for, you know, just jumping on today. This was just so great, so encouraging. And I just want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I hope this lands on somebody who has been in pursuit, but I'm so appreciative of you letting me just share my heart. And I'm so thankful for what you're doing in the kingdom, helping people and just being a voice. And what an amazing thing that you're doing. So keep at it, my friend. You're doing.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Well, I have your final two, you know, because this podcast is all about Matthew 5:16 and letting your light shine for the Lord. And I just truly believe that God uses our story to change the world. And so how did your puzzle pieces lead you to where you are today?
Yeah, I think it's kind of goes along with what I was saying. You know, there's a lot more to the, you know, these were the cliff notes, but I've had not the easiest life, a lot of hurts, a lot of trauma. And I think all of those are broken, fragmented pieces. But when you put them into the hands of God, who just kind of is so good at matchmaking and putting things together and restoring, I can see how all of those broken fragments come together as a really beautiful piece of art. And I think, you know, taking all of those pieces and putting them in his hands, I can see that there's always purpose in everything that we go through. And that's true for everybody. That's true for everybody's lives. And so I would just encourage anybody, take your puzzle pieces and put them into the hands of somebody, of God, who can really do incredible things with your life. So that I can see his hand all over my life and how he's orchestrated every little thing to really put me where I am today. And the cool thing about that is that it's not over. You know, just because I discovered my purpose, there's going to be a whole journey ahead of me that I'm excited for. And that's true for everybody.
Yes, absolutely. And Jess, I think you just do such an amazing job at shining bright and not hiding your light for the kingdom. Have you always been that way? And what can you share with us just to encourage and help us?
Yeah, I've always loved the Lord, but I'll be honest, as a type 3 Enneagram, I'm also very aware of what people think about me. And so in my life, I've definitely blended in and not shone very, very brightly. Even as an entrepreneur, as a health coach before this, I would say that I was more business oriented and less God focused. I kind of hid that part away. And I think that was the surrender I was talking about earlier, is when you surrender not just your purpose, but who you are, and say, okay, God, your will, not mine. You're way more fulfilled when you step into His plans for your life. So yeah, I haven't always been, but we're making up for that now.
So great. Jess, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. To learn more about Shining Light with Nicole or to get involved with 1212 Ministries, visit 1212ministries.com. Now go out and let your light shine for the kingdom. And remember, you shine so that others can see you being you and they can be them. Keep your 24 golden, and I'll see you next week.